Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, folks. Check out my Twitter account. We finally found video of Amon-Ra St. Brown swinging on Deron Payne before Deron Payne punched back. Yeah.
Okay.
So that tells the other side of the story. There is a ref right there. Certainly seems like Javon Kinlaw was telling the truth. The question right now, though, as you know, that doesn't really matter. Payne's suspension was upheld. He's not going to Madrid, but at least, you know, there's some validity to what the Commanders were saying. What I want to ask right now, and I want to open the phones, and I want to start with you, Zabe. Dan Quinn is now taking over defensive coordinator duties, calling the D, right? What, if any, impact does that make, and what does Sunday need to look like for that to be a success?
Well, if they win, that's great. And if they hold the Dolphins to under 400 yards... it's a very low bar right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, it could possibly work. Look, you're at the stage of we're throwing the empty gun at the enemy because you got nothing else. It probably won't work, but maybe there's something. Maybe there's a tweak. Maybe there's moving one guy to a slightly different role on the defense that actually helps make a positive impact. I'm not smart enough football-wise just sitting on the couch picking out Cheetos for my belly button to know what that would be, but they're the ones who are the football men, so maybe there's something there. It can't hurt. It's low cost, no cost, really, and you save Joe Witt's job at least for another week.
Let's ask the same question to these callers, shall we? Marcus is in Brandywine. Marcus, Dan Quinn's your D coordinator now. What difference is it going to make?
I don't think it makes a huge difference. I mean, I coach football, but I'm not nearly as geniuses as they are. So if I see more pressure, I can realize, you know, recognize that. I mean, and if that, you know, causes Tua to turn the ball over and then ultimately we win the game, then I say it's a success. But I mean, even if we hold them to a certain amount of points, but I don't see pressure, I would just chalk that up to just the defense having a good day as opposed to it really making a difference that Dan Quinn's taking over play calling.
All right. I do think – thank you for the call, Marcus. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
I do wonder if the players just respond because it's not Witt and it is DQ, and maybe things have grown stagnant with Witt. I do wonder if there was some questions. I think some of the DBs might have wondered if the coverages were right, if they were getting enough pressure up front, and if some of that stuff kind of comes home.
I think there is a real effect when a coach, a assistant coach or coordinator gets fired, especially if he's a liked coach, that the players, at least for a week, are probably going to step it up because there is that shock of, oh man, Witt got whacked. We got to step it up. We got to play better. You know, it's that shock factor. It's sort of like, you know, taking one hostage and saying, okay, everyone paying attention. It's brutal, but that's kind of, I think that's a human normal dynamic to at least feel like we've got to play better, at least for the short term. There could be more effort that could be given. I know this. It's hilarious that, you know, Luvu wins his appeal, which nobody ever wins, and then he makes the most business decision on Panay Sewell ever and gets swept out to sea. So it's like, you're going to win the appeal, and then, I mean, that's brutal. You got to eat a 300-pounder coming at you downhill.
Right.
That's what they pay you to do. You have to eat that hit to at least keep the play from going to the house.
Let's keep the phones going. Cairo is in Ashburn. Cairo, what difference is it going to make, dude?
Hey, I think it's going to make a decent amount of difference. I think, you know, just based on what I've seen of, like, locker room videos, they seem to respond better to Dan Quinn. Like, I never really see them celebrating with Joe Witt. Like, maybe one video I saw of it. But again, like, all of that.
Well, the videos on the sideline, Witt's also got to come down from the booth. So it's a little.
Yeah,
like,
no, I just meant, like, the locker room celebrations and stuff like that from, like, post games, you know? Unless that's what you meant.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. I do think they love DQ. So,
yeah.
We'll see how this thing shakes out. Thanks for the call, bro.
No problem, man. Stay safe.
My fourth grader always says that to me. Stay safe, Daddy. Promise me you'll be safe.
Aww.
It's incredibly sweet, but sometimes she says it when I'm, like, walking to the basement. Like, I'm going to be all right, babe. Thank you.
Is that the Cologuard commercial?
Yeah.
I'll be back. I'm only going to the porch.
Elijah's in D.C. Eli, what difference are we looking at?
I'm what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call, JP. I'm looking at a difference to see if they can give me what they looked like at the first half of the Chiefs game, because he's a player's coach, and if he can get his guys locked in, I think they will perform better. I have a question, and even when you cut me loose, if you could, you know, some type of answer of, like, I've been trying to figure out what kind of coach Dan Quinn is so far. Is he a transition coach? Is he a foundational coach? Or is he a coach that's going to put you over the top? And I think fans need to kind of think about that a little bit. Is he the guy that's going to put us over the top? Is he going to get us together so we have a chance? Because certain coaches are better when you're together, and certain coaches are better at putting pieces together. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, even in Atlanta, look, we have to compare the rosters. I've been looking at the – he had Julio. He has some guys in place. I'm trying to figure out, when we're evaluating Dan Quinn, like, look at the roster. What are we actually asking? What can he actually do physically with the squad that he has? And what kind of coach is he? So maybe he's a put-you-over-the-edge coach. But for me right now, he's a transition and a foundational coach. I think having a new GM, all of these things, I think he was the best guy for that. However, at what point will we entertain the idea, maybe not now, that is he going to be the guy that's going to put us over the edge? That's all I got to say.
It's an interesting question. I don't think we're going to find that out for a little while. I don't think DQ is in any sort of jeopardy of, like, losing his
Absolutely
gig or
not.
Anything.
No.
I think Harris is a patient dude that wants things built the right way for the long haul. Thanks for the call, Eli. Now, dude, if you finish a year by losing 12 in a row, changes everything. I don't think that will happen. The NFL is a crazy league. If you truly bottom out and go 3-14, I don't know. But I don't think that happens.
You sure?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
it's hard to be sure of anything. Do you think they'll finish the year losing 12 in a row?
I think there's a genuine risk of that. I noticed the NFL teams luck into wins, and some of the teams that are still coming up have problems of their own, like the Giants. I'm just looking at how depleted this team is. I'm just looking at how non-functional the defense is. This is an open, severed leg that is bleeding out right now.
That's a fair
the
point.
Likes of which I can't ever remember. So I hope it doesn't happen, but at most you're going to win two more. Like that to me. So let's go this way.
I agree with you. Like I don't most think they're going to run the table and make it interesting, right? Like I'm not expecting any of that.
They could beat the Dolphins. They could beat the Giants and probably maybe either or Broncos or Cowboys. They're probably going to lose at the Vikings, probably going to lose at the Giants, probably going to lose at the Eagles and to the Eagles at home. They got two against them. So, you know, couple three. I think you do need to show that you're not just going to lie down and die.
Agreed.
That needs to be shown from a culture standpoint, from an organization standpoint, meaning the players do respond up the food chain to Quinn, to Peters, and to the new ownership. We're not just going to go, oh, season's over, we're not going to play.
Right.
You know, there are livelihoods on the line here for a lot of guys that are going to be dependent on being functional as a team from now until week 18.
I totally agree with that. And I think one thing you get in a veteran like DQ is he will coach them hard till the end. Like, this is not going to be – I don't think he loses the locker room. The injuries, though
– it's not going to be Spurrier,
no,
in other words.
No, he's not.
Spurrier was a joke.
DQ doesn't play golf. That one thing I always loved about Doc Walker.
Doc says, I don't want to coach at golf.
I don't want my coach to golf, right? And I remember years back asking, when I used to get a weekly interview with McVay, asking Sean if he golfs. He's like, nah, man, that's for Jay. I'm just too competitive. I'd rather just be grinding. And I don't knock guys that golf because you know who golf? Bill Belichick. Like there are super successful guys that like golf, but I think a lot of Dan Quinn is not going to start checking out.
Yeah.
It's just not how he's wired. All right, don't take any more calls. Lock them up. I'm going to try to get through everybody that's here. Jay is in D.C. Jay, what do you got? Big difference?
Hell no, ain't no big difference.
Hell no.
First of all, hey, Zay, how you doing, man? Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Find the spot, man. It's good. I heard you a couple weeks ago. Didn't get a chance to call and say what's up. But anyway, welcome back to the area.
Good to talk to you.
To answer the question, I like the way you put it, Zay, man. We throwing an empty gun at this point, but I'm going to take you one step further. We don't even have a gun. We throwing bullets right now. We just picking them up and throwing handfuls of bullets.
The gun and fell in the water. We have a pocket full of 22 caliber bullets.
BBs.
We're just throwing them.
It may be BBs. So I think with Daniel, we got the same player, so I don't think it's going to be too much of a difference. It's pretty much like having a frozen drink and you add some ice cubes to it. It's not going to get too much colder, so it's not going to be too much of a difference. At this point, the season's over. Will we lose out? Yes, we will lose out. We will lose out the rest of these games. I don't have us winning any games. The only difference that Dan Quinn can make, the biggest difference will be the opponents we play. Will the defense that we run now be effective against their offense? That's it, because I don't see how we're going to change anything. The players still be the same. Unless Dan Quinn is going to do something drastic, I say get the youngers out there. Let's see what we have on the roster now.
Who are the youngins?
The problem is, that's a great question.
Well,
Medrano hasn't played. Cahill's in concussion protocol, I believe. Like, defensively, you talk about youngins, there's not a lot of them. We got to keep cruising here, Jay. Thanks for the call. All right, I got four callers. I'm going to get through them in our last block. Before we go, though, we got to talk about Door Pro America.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.